Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you been following the Jen Sturger Periscope?
No. Like, I mean, her, I do watch. Oh, and the girl in the
her
pool.
Her and the comedian girl in the pool and the bikinis. Holy hell.
So they did this the other day. I was watching while they were in there with Bert.
Yeah.
And, it wasn't. It was the next morning. I was driving to work, and they were on the bed together, just buzzed, like leftover drunk. And they're, what's her name, the blonde chick? I don't remember. She's hot, and I never remember her name.
Yeah, I can't. Katie or something?
So Jen was like, oh, my God, Mike Halta's on here. And she's like, who's Mike Halta? And she's like, he does a radio show in Tampa. He's awesome. And she's like, oh, my God, let me see. Is he cute? And Jen started, and I was like, oh, here, she's going to look at him. I go, no, not really. He's kind of old and fat. And Jen's like, oh, he's adorable, and he's the best. I was like, yes, make me feel good. And then you could take the phone away and go, this guy. Whatever you got to say.
Yeah, is it creepy that I have a bunch of screenshots from the pool party on my phone?
Is that weird? Oh, what's weird is I have some too, but they're a Bert and a thong.
I love that Periscope, you can take screenshots and it doesn't notify them like Snapchat or anything like that.
Right.
So I got a lot of creeper shots on the Periscope.
I've taken a couple of screenshots on Snapchat because it's too quick.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not even, sometimes they're not even creepy. But they're too quick, and then people are always like, why'd you screenshot that? And I go, I don't know, because I'm an old man who can't adjust my eyes fast enough.
Well, the rules, you can't screenshot, right? That's what they do. They cut you off.
Oh, no.
No?
No, they just It notifies the person that you had a thing that was screenshot.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, not much in the Snapchat game.
But I'll tell you, I've had girls where I've screenshot, and they're like, hey, you screenshot that? And I go, yeah, you looked really hot. And they go, oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. They should be flattered, right? Yeah, like, okay, exactly. Anyway.
Do people send you nude pics out of the blue on Snapchat?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's cool if there's any power to it, but other than that, it's just random nakedness, you know? And then there's some people, and I'm sure, are sending us all the same, we're all getting the same naked.
Well, probably just you and Drew.
Maybe, you know, but I don't know. Why, you don't get any?
I'm not on Snapchat at all.
Why? What is wrong with you?
I'm married. I can't be on there.
I'm married, and sometimes I'll get a naked screenshot. I'll look at my wife, and I'll go, hey, check those out. And she'll go, nice.
That's the move.
Tim Clark was showing me Snapchat back in the day, and he's like, you take this picture, and you draw on it, and I just didn't have any interest at all.
My wife has no interest in girls. Like, I have had so many opportunities to have hot threesomes with hot, hot girls, and my wife is not interested in the least. But every time somebody mentioned it to me, I still run it by her, just in case one day she'll go, hey, let's give it a shot. Never shown any sign of that. But so sometimes when I'm on the Snapchat and I get a really hot girl, I'll go, ooh, look at that. And sometimes she'll go, who is that? And I'll go, some whore in Texas. And she'll go, oh, okay. And then I've gone into her sometimes with emails and said, hey, this girl said, your wife is really hot. Is there any chance we can have a threesome? And she'll look in and she'll go, I'll think about it. And I go, okay, thanks. But she's not thinking about it.
Would you really go through with a threesome with your wife?
Girl?
Or with your wife?
Without a doubt.
Wow.
If it's a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. With no problem at all. In a second. You wouldn't do that?
No, I would. But Phoebe would not be having any of that.
No, I mean, I get that. Kayla, what's the closest you've come to a threesome?
Closest?
Or a threesome.
I've never had a threesome. When I was hooking up with my ex, I didn't realize we were super drunk and his friend was in the corner of the room. But it was pitch black, so you couldn't see anything.
Oh, he saw. He saw, trust me. What if the friend came over and was like, hello, Kayla?
I was very caught off guard when we went to go leave the room and then I realized he was passed out on the other side of the drum set. So it was a little bit weird, but...
I had this girl that I used to hook up with every once in a while and she was hot, but sometimes after like five or six times, you're like, same old chick, you know?
Are you saying that I'm that girl?
No, not even close. No, so I lived in West Chase area, and they were all the way in Palm Harbor, and I came home. This was before webcams. This was like when digital cameras were just starting to come out. So I came home. I was doing a gig at a roundup, and I came home, and I got on America Online, and they hit me with an instant message, and they were like, you should totally come over. We want to have a threesome. And I went, oh, I know what's going to happen. I'm drive all the way to Palm Harbor. It's just going to be you and your dumb red hair laying there. And she was like, no, I'm here. And they sent me a picture. They had to email me a picture of the two. And it was a grainy picture, but I could tell that there were two chicks there. And they were making out. And they were like, you need to come right now. And I was like, I need to come right now. So I got in my car and I drove all the way to Palm Harbor. And I was like, this could be the greatest ever. And I went in and she met me at the door. And it was really quiet. And we walked into the bedroom. And I'm in the bedroom with this girl, and I'm like, wait a second. Now it's just me and you. I got suckered into driving all the way here from Palm Harbor. And I was like, well, I'm here. Let's just do this. And then right in the middle, the door went. And first I thought I was going to get raped. Pulp Fiction already came out. And I expected Marcellus and his big choker apple thing to come in. And this other girl crept in, and she just slid in the bed. And the magic happened, Seth Kushner, right there. You just adjust your belt?
No, I just want to take my clothes off right now when I hear that story.
And I was like, right on. This was totally worth the drive. So every once in a while, you strike gold. But for the most part, they're usually uncomfortable, weird guys drunk in the corner.
How many threesomes have you had in your day?
Like legit or just like when I live with Pete?
Just three total people in the bed.
A couple. I'm just being realistic. There was one. There was like two before I was ever in radio. That were, one was a college one. And then there was another one with two ugly girls. And then there were a couple of radio ones that were really smooth. And then it's been a long time, so I kind of missed that. I've been married for 12 years now.
Kayla, would you have a threesome with Mike and Drew?
No. That's weird, though. Two girls and one guy is probably way better than two guys and one girl.
I'll be honest with you, Kayla. I think you're very pretty, but I don't know if I would sacrifice having Drew around to do it.
Well, you wouldn't sacrifice your relationship with Drew, but you would sacrifice your relationship with me?
No, I wouldn't sacrifice accidentally touching Drew naked to get to you is what I meant. I don't care if Drew, if having sex with you meant I could never talk to Drew again, miss you, buddy. Yeah, I'm willing to make that trade.
Drew was the talk of the Gelatin Plunge on Saturday because he dressed up as Super Mario, and his costume was so tight that you could see his little Mario outline, and everybody was talking.
How was it? Kayla, how was it?
Get Kayla's first before we tell you.
Don't worry about the phones. They'll call back.
I wasn't really looking
at you. Stop. Everybody was looking.
I got two guys that are like, they looked at it, and the one girl's like, I didn't look.
Was he wearing anything underneath it or no?
Yeah, he was, but it wasn't holding it in well enough.
I was going to say, you could definitely see an outline.
Right.
I was.
Well, compared to what? Big, small?
It was
thick, thin.
It was good size.
Really? Good for him. God bless on your face with Drew Garabo.
Yeah, his unit popped out when we worked together on the Morning X, so I have seen it before.
Slow it down.
Yes.
Why is that happening?
Well,
I worked with Galvin for 8 years. Nothing's ever popped out.
We did Underpants Party Friday on the Morning X, where we did the show in our underwear. So Drew's popped out one time, so I've seen it.
You think it was an accident, or you think he was showing off?
At this point, I think he was showing off. Yeah, much like he was doing at the cancer, or the Gelatin Plunge for the Children's
did
Cancer Center.
Danielle and all?
Danielle saw it too,
she did?
Yeah.
She's like, oh my, I got the vapors.
No, she's horrified by it.
Is she?
Yeah.
Like horrified like a dragon came in the room?
Or
horrified like I don't want to see you naked?
Yeah, she's not into stranger units at all.
Did he leave the button undone and kind of flew out? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I don't even know if it had the button, but it just popped down. He didn't even know, so.
Is he a boxer brief kind of guy or a regular a tidy whitey kind of guy? Because I picture him to be a tidy whitey guy.
No, he's a boxer brief kind of guy, but for Underpants Party Friday, you would wear, you know, your special boxers. I would wear Cookie Monster boxers, and whatever he was wearing that day, it was easily accessible.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good for you, Drew. So we know who's leading the station in wiener size.
Absolutely.
If that ever counted. What was the threesome? If you had to, you'd have a threesome, it would be with two guys, not one guy and one girl, right?
No, it would be with a girl and
you
a guy.
Would?
Yeah, no.
Okay, so who that we know would be a good threesome for you?
It has to be in the building or?
Like people we know.
I'd have to be comfortable with a girl.
Like Carmen? You're comfortable with Carmen?
Yeah, I think I would be, but the thing is, Carmen would totally show me up. I feel like Carmen is much more wise when it comes to sexual.
I have a feeling everybody's like, everybody always thinks that I'm trying to have sex with Carmen. I have a feeling that I would punch Carmen in the head in the middle of sex. Like, because the only way we'd really do it is if we were all real drunk. And then she would just be, God, get on that. Shut up the whole time. No but way, like, bro. You got to do me now, bro. I just did you for 20 minutes. Now you got to do me, bro. I bet you'd be a lot of that. You suck at this.
No, I think I had to be comfortable with them. So I would either pick, at this point, in who I'm comfortable with, either Tara.
That would be hot.
Really?
Oh yeah, I think she's hot.
I think Tara's really like a freak. Like I feel like her and her boyfriend do weird stuff together.
Yeah, I don't really know. I know she has a boyfriend, but I think I find her very attractive.
Or Kelly, obviously.
Oh man. Now you're in dangerous territory.
But I don't know who the guy would be. It would just have to be a friend.
I think Kelly would absolutely be fantastic in bed.
Are we talking about the same Kelly? I'm talking about intern Kelly.
Oh, I was talking about the other one, but intern Kelly's hot too.
Yeah.
I just want to do stuff to her teeth.
Spanish is Kelly. Spanish is Kelly would be like, that would be, we're not that close, but we're close enough to where I feel like she wouldn't judge me.
I know that would be a weird choice for you.
I feel like I would be in the middle of something with the dude that we're with, and then Kelly would come over and start doing weird stuff to me.
Kelly would make you move. Move, my turn.
If you had to pick a bro on your show to have a threesome with, who would it be?
I know what I'm going to say, and it's going to make Spanish cry. Like, it definitely wouldn't be Galvin. That just grosses me out.
Okay.
Which I'm sure it grosses him out, too. And I'm afraid that Spanish, not in a gay way, but I'm afraid he'd jump up and hug me in the middle because he's so happy that it'd be happening.
I think he'd be very professional during it.
No, he wouldn't. Especially if it was, I don't know. Like, usually when you have when it's two guys, things are going on at the same time. And I expect Spanish to be looking at me smiling the whole time going, isn't this great? And I'm like, shut up. See, Pete and I have done that before back when we lived together for 6 years when we were younger. And there's been a lot of that. But even that was like, we knew the rules. Pete broke the rules a couple of times, not going to lie.
What are the rules?
I can't. One of the things he did to me, I can't say on the air. It's just because it's an extreme violation of the rules. But we talked. Steve-O mentioned it on stage the other night when he did comedy. Pete, how can I say this? Okay, so when one country bombs another country, sometimes there's friendly fire.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing. I know.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, jeez.
Do you get it now? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
It's a long time ago.
So you would pick Rob then from your show?
I guess, even though I think that would be weird too. But I don't know. I feel like he'd be the strangest of them all. I know him the least. But do we have to break in the show?
Go as long as you want.
Okay. I don't know what time of the break's normal, same as mine.
I think so. What, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kayla normally yells at Drew.
No, you do two breaks an hour. We do three, so you have to.
No, I do three.
Oh, I thought you always only did two. I'm
10,
sorry.
40, and 50, right?
Sure, go for it.
I don't care. Just tell me when we have to break. Anyway, so back to threesomes, Kayla.
Why am I in the middle of all this?
I don't know, but I just think that would be so much fun because it's so much hotter to talk to you about it than Seth.
What about Gio? Gio looks like he could.
Oh, Gio can do it. I bet Gio did it while he was at school.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Phoebe? If Phoebe came to you one day and was like, Seth, I love you, but let's spice it up a little bit.
Yes.
Let's bring Gio in the mix. I don't know if she wanted to.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah. What if there was a guy that you guys felt mutually calm with?
What?
Like, there was a guy where you knew, like, the guy wouldn't have to necessarily make sweet love to Phoebe, but he can touch her and do things to her while you made sweet love to her.
Okay.
That's what she wants.
What if I want to be touched?
She'll be the one to bring it up to you first before you bring it up to her.
Throw me a guy's name.
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know who you guys are close. I don't know who you hang out with.
I don't hang out with anybody.
Well, like, if she's like, I really am into John Brennan.
Yeah, John Brennan's cool.
Yeah, you like John Brennan?
Yeah, John Brennan's
all
right.
He doesn't have to have intercourse with her, but he can just do love stuff to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just shout out, you know, stuff from Game of Thrones to get us where we need to be. That'd be perfect.
Like if he got up and he was like, hate to ruin it to you, Rhea, but Jon Snow is dead.
Oh
dude.
What if he said that to her?
I think that would bring things to a screeching halt.
No, seriously, you can handle that?
Probably not.
No, right?
I don't think so.
What if I just wanted to be in the room and watch? Is that weird?
It would be weird if it was you. If it was somebody else, then it would be cool.
Would it be weird if it was me?
It'd be better if it was you, as long as you didn't periscope.
What if it's me and Gio?
How close would you guys be to each other?
Depends.
Room. Let's do it in here. Let's get it during the break.
Okay.
You guys get on the couch and we'll all watch together.
Phoebe's right next door, so if you need her, we can grab her.
I promise I won't say anything. You won't even know I'm there.
Would you honestly want to watch Phoebe and I do it?
Maybe.
I would keep my shirt on.
I can say I don't. I don't want to see that.
Thank you.
No offense to anybody.
It's because of me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if Phoebe wanted to do something by herself, I'm all in.
If there was a Seth Phoebe sex tape, you wouldn't want to watch it?
Yeah, I would watch that.
Yeah, that's the same thing as being in the room.
Well, not quite. I don't want to smell the smells and
you still want to see what's going on.
Right.
I'd watch that.
Kaylee, we're in the office periscoping before the show, and we did top five hottest girls in the building, and then we did top five hottest guys with Jocelyn.
With Jocelyn as a dude?
Yeah. No. She walked by and we made her name the dudes, the top five dudes.
Okay.
Tell me your top five so I could see if they matched up.
It has to be on air?
No, just in the building.
In the building?
Yeah.
In no specific order.
Yeah.
Brennan, Richard, I would have to go Seth,
set. This set.
Oh my God. This I like set. Beards. I like oh beards. God. I'm super
this,
weird.
This set.
Oh my God. It's, no, please don't be weirded out by it. I just like a really good thick beard. I'm super into beards. I know.
Oh my God. It's super you better, weird. Your next time I see you, you're going to look like Santa Claus. Oh my God. All right. Who else?
I'm trying to go through the building like I'm walking through it right now. I will go.
Seth.
Hot guys? Shoot. I don't know
it
a lot of people.
Be guys
in the
you
want
to bang. You don't necessarily have to be hot.
Oh, okay. Guys I want to bang.
Yeah.
Well, does it count if I've already banged
list?
Them? I mean.
No. No. You can name. You can throw him in there.
All
if you
right,
want to bang him
John.
Again. Okay.
Okay.
You'd bang Husky John again?
Well, no. Well, not again. He's like, he's all wifed up and whatnot. But
right, but
I,
if he was
yeah.
single, you would bang him again?
Well, yeah. He was.
Oh, wow. Really? I would think he'd be horribly disappointing in bed.
Really?
Yeah.
No. He's very good at certain things.
Really?
That you keep him around for. Yeah. And then who else
we're on to bang. We're on to the banging. Forget who you are. Forget who you find hot. Just get to the banging.
Am I still on the? Am I on the bang list? If I'm on the hot list,
I just assumed you were doing a hot list. So
yeah, you're just on
you're
the hot
off.
List. She does not want to have sex with you.
I'll still take it though.
Yeah.
I've never been on a hot list.
And then I would go. There's a new guy in the building. New promo guy Ryan. I don't know.
I don't know who he is, but he really get out of it.
The dude with the slick backed hair?
Yeah, I like his hairstyle.
You'd bang him too?
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah.
He actually, I think, used to be in a band with Evander, who everybody finds very hot.
Oh, yeah.
Building.
I would totally bang Evander. It's a joke. Yeah. Go ahead. So you, the new promo guy and Husky John.
Okay.
Yeah, you're banging below your pay grade, by the way.
obviously Seth, and then who else did I say? Richard Brennan.
Seth is on the bangable list?
God. Well, I'm just going by, like, if I didn't know anybody's personalities or anything like that, I'm just going strictly based on my style.
She hates your personality is what she's saying, but she still bang you.
Can I go Brennan when he had longer hair?
Yeah, that was hot, when John was hot.
I liked Brennan with longer hair.
Now he's all dad bod. Totally gross. Remember when John was hot and cool and he used to work out?
What it do, my peeps? Are you still listening? I sure hope you are. Here's the Drew Garabo Live hidden track of the day.
Now, I know how ridiculous it sounds for a white dude at 45 years old to be saying these things, but I only say it because A, it's true, and B, we have the esteemed pleasure to speak with the Wu-Tang Clan's Raekwon the Chef on our phone right now. What up, Ray?
Peace. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Man, I'm doing real well. Thanks a lot for making time for us. How's your flight?
Flight was cool, man. No bumps, no nothing, man. Everything was good, man. And I like that introduction that you said too. That was special right there. I appreciate that.
Oh man, I'm just speaking the truth. I was a huge Wu-Tang fan as soon as you guys came out, and when you would put out solo albums. I'm a fan of Bobby Digital. I was a fan of Liquid Swords. I like Tikal, but for a lyricist,
just stay a fan of all of us.
Exactly.
Man. You know, we all won, regardless of however you slice it or dice it. But I appreciate you honoring my style and, you know, my chamber. That's what's up. Well, I like that. Thank you.
Well, you have to. Game recognize game, son. And Lex, whether it's Lex Diamonds, only built for Cuban Links, Part 2, all that, man.
Yeah,
you're a lyricist to the nth degree. That is what's up. Now, I'm going to stay away from the controversial stuff because I'm not looking to drag you down like all those radio punk asses who are trying to make a headline for themselves. No problem.
Thank you, my G. Thank you.
I'm just looking to focus on the positive, and you and Ghostface are going to play tonight at Janice Live. Are you guys on tour together right now, circumventing the United States of America?
Nah. Right now, you know, we just chilling. Ghost did, Ghost is moving around, and, you know, Ray is in the studio finishing up the album Flying International Luxurious Art, which I'm gonna be giving y'all too. But we're not touring right now. We just came to Florida to, you know, get down with y'all.
Man, what a special night that's gonna be. You dress warmly because it's an outdoor show. It's
Florida thing.
It's cold tonight, man. You bring a nice big puffy jacket because it's cold out there tonight, Ray.
Nah, we good. A little vest and a hoodie on. We good, you know? We gonna handle it.
We're speaking with Raekwon the Chef from the Wu-Tang Clan. Now, I from my concert-going experience, I've seen Wu-Tang two or three times, and I'm not going to say that you guys are notoriously late, but I will say that there have been a number of times that I've shown up around 9, 10 o'clock only to see you guys go on stage around 1 a.m. You guys going to keep it punctual tonight, Raekwon?
Well, you know me. You know, all I could do is just be where I need to be at. I can't speak for another man, you know, but so far we good, man, but you crazy, though. Yo, you ill. Nah, but, you know, definitely, man, you know, we came to do work, man. We came to do work. I'm here to do what I got to do, man.
Good. Hey, let me ask you a question about the current hip-hop game, because you're one of the guys in the Wu-Tang Clan who I think stays real, your ear real close to the ground. You know what's going on in the current state of rap music. Do you get frustrated as a lyricist when you see some of the nonsense and garbage that gets popular in the hip-hop game today, or do you appreciate the art form and you're not a hater and you say, look, if a guy like, I won't mention any names, but if a guy like Wiz Khalifa or somebody like that gets popular without saying a lot lyrically, do you celebrate that, or do you kind of feel like if you have a microphone up to your lips, you should be saying something important?
Nah, to keep it 100 with you, I celebrate everybody's music, man, because everybody's music is like season. You know, when you want to go here, you go there. When you want to go over here, you go there. And then when you want to see me or the big boys in the game, then you know where to go. So I love it, man. I love to see these young cats come up and get an opportunity to shine, because it was rough, you know, and we paid the way for that. So picture me hating on that. I might be like, I might have my opinion, and I think everybody has an opinion when it comes to music, but some cats you just don't look at lyrics for, and everybody ain't a lyrical person, you know. Mm. We used to have conversations back in the days about what's more important, the lyric or the beat. Me as an MC, I always said the beat was important. So, you know, I still feel like that to this day, because you got dope lyricists, but if the beat is whack, it's just completely destroying it. You know what I mean? But if you got a person that really is not a great lyricist, but his production is nice and it fits where he's going, then, you know, that's something that I could respect, because I like the party too, man. And I look at my music like that, you know. The Chef, we make car music. We make music for you to vibe to alone. We make emotional music that attacks you in that way. You know, if you want to go to the club, then you go get some of that, you know. But at the end of the day, nah, I ain't hating. You know, I respect it. I love to see young cats get money, man.
I like
get
that.
Money, take care of your family. Get money, take care of your family, and do the right thing. And hopefully you could be here 20 years later like myself. And still getting the shine that you're supposed to.
Lex,
so that's
diamonds.
How I look at music in general.
Hell yeah, that's a strong outlook, my man. We're speaking to Raekwon, the Chef from the Wu-Tang Clan. He and Ghostface Killah will be playing tonight at Janus Live. Let me ask you this. I talked to RZA about a year ago, and I made this point to him, and I'd like to get your insight as well. Why do you think it is that Wu-Tang was able to connect with a massively white audience? Because white dudes like myself in the 40, I'm 45 years old, so I grew up with like Run DMC's, King of Rock, that stuff. Y'all were the first rap group that rapped about stuff that I cannot relate to at all. Like, I lived a white, urban, like a suburban, middle-class existence. I don't know anything about fish scales. I don't know anything about, you know, the coke trade or guns or anything like that. How come why does Wu-Tang Clan resonate with dudes like me who have no idea about any of that lifestyle?
You know what it is? It's just because the music is, you know, we come across as visionary. And at the end of the day, white people been around hip-hop music, soul music, been around music as long as you could remember. So we don't never try to, you know, think about a color line, you know. Mm. Sometimes I get shocked to see that there's so many, you know, white people that might come to my show. But we get them all colors, man, and we respect everybody. Them is all our brothers and sisters. So I just think that it's like going to the movie. You know who to go see.
Yeah.
And that's what happens in music, you know. Like, I could go to London and be around 95% Europe. I'm from that, too. So it's just about people understanding great music and understanding great artists. I mean, you know, I grew up on watching some of the best. So, you know, Beastie Boys, you know, you couldn't front on them.
Ugh.
They was white, and we respected it. We appreciated it. You know, and now you see the modern-day Beastie Boy cats out there now getting their shots. So we never try to look at it like that, man. Music is music. if you love it, you love it. You know what I mean? That's all that counts.
Well, listen, mad love for you for shouting out the Beastie Boys, because to be honest with you, that's my favorite musical act of all time. It's a tragedy to me that they will that we'll never see any more Beastie Boys product due to the tragic passing of MCA. So maybe they need you to jump up there and be like, what if they ask you, like, Ray, we need you to be substitute MCA so the Beastie Boys can tour again. You'd help them out, right?
Of course, man. Is an elephant heavy? Of course I would do it. I would, you know, I would be honored because these are the forefathers that gave me a shot. So that ain't even a question. You know, if I get a call, I'm down for the get down.
Well, man, we appreciate
I like
the time.
You. I just want you to know, man, I like you, man. Your energy is real good, B, and you get right to the point. You know what I mean?
Thank
you. You remind me of what's his name? My man from Howard Cosell, like, you know, but a younger version.
This is so like Howard Cosell. We're speaking with the tremendous Chef Raekwon.
Everybody loved him.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get that money. Dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah, and I want to shout out. I want to shout out Tampa, too, because I ain't been here in a minute. So we came to turn it all the way up. But, I mean, you know, I love all the fans out there, man. You know, if you're a new Jack, come through. If you want to... You want to learn about real hip-hop, come see me, man. You know, it's going to be nice.
Well, man, I can't wait.
It's going to be nice.
We'll see you tonight, then. Raekwon is tonight, Janice Live with Ghostface Killah. You are a tremendous MC in the hip-hop game, but more than that, you're a good dude.
Thank you.
And I appreciate the time so much, man. Continued success to you, my brother, and we'll see you tonight, all right?
All right, one.
Have a good day on purpose.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.